Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
How do you teach your kids about good touch, bad touch? How do you teach them about other people and their bodies and what they should own as their own bodies? And when someone just lightly touches their arm, what that is, and when somebody does something more? My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She is a pediatrician and one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. Good touch, bad touch. How do we get this conversation going with our children so that we don't scare them, but so that they understand really what's going on?
I think that the most important thing is that we realize that this is a conversation that we can't shy away from, that we talk to our kids about a lot of things that are uncomfortable. This is something that people often think, oh, you know, do I really need to talk to them about that? And the answer is yes, because if you look at the statistics, it is just so common that if you don't talk to your children about it, you're basically leaving them out there for someone to, not to touch them, but to give them bad information, and you make them more vulnerable because they trust everybody. We teach them to respect adults. We teach them to listen to adults, and there are certain situations where we don't want them to do that, and so we have to empower them to realize that they have the power to say no. And so I just think that that's something that parents have to say, you know what, this is uncomfortable, but I have to do it. And so one of the times to do it could be when you go to your doctors. If you're very uncomfortable talking about it, your pediatrician is always there for you, and you can even start to have the conversation at a well-child visit, because for some parents, it's very uncomfortable. But I think for the most part, I mean, when you have littler kids, it's important to tell your kids what the names of their body parts are. Now, most of the things you read say to use the real names of your body parts so that kids know if there's a problem, they can really describe what's going on. I personally have a mixed feeling about this. I think that, you know, if you want to call a child's vagina a hoo-ha, but you're always consistent about what that is, I think that's fine because your child knows that her hoo-ha is her vagina. Or if you want to, instead of calling it, if you call it his wee-wee, as long as you're consistent about the words you use and you're not confused, like that your tushy is not your wee-wee, your tushy is not your hoo-ha, as long as you have words for everything and everybody knows what those words are, I think your child can communicate with you. But there's nothing wrong with calling a penis, and a vagina. It's whatever you're comfortable with. But don't shy away from the conversation because you don't like the words.
That's a great bit of advice right there, because you have heard parents, oh, no, you have to, you know, use this proper word. And we used weenie, and, you know, that was just a funnier word, and it made him giggle. And but it was consistent and the same. How do we start that discussion saying, okay, you know, we've talked about your body parts, and these are your different parts, and these are yours. So then give us the conversation starter for somebody else might want to touch those body parts.
So basically what you say is, these are your body parts, and these are parts that, you know, typically we keep private. And you can say, like, private means that other people shouldn't be touching them. Private means that you shouldn't be touching other people's private areas. Nobody's allowed to touch you there. But I think that what's very important when we talk to children about good touch, bad touch, and what some parents do, I think, incorrectly, is that they limit it to those body parts. So they say, nobody should touch your, you know, penis, and you shouldn't be asked to touch anybody else's penis. But the thing is that what we don't think about with these perpetrators is that they groom the children first. So I think that the most important thing, and it's almost an easier conversation to have, are good touches or touches you like, touches that feel comfortable, touches that make you happy, touches that you want. Bad touches are touches that make you uncomfortable, that make you sad, touches that you don't want, right? Those are bad touches. Even if somebody touches you on the arm, if it's making you uncomfortable, if it's giving you that queasy feeling in your tummy, if there's just something that feels off about it, it's a bad touch. And that's what I try to teach my girls, is that anything that just gives you that little sense of, like, this is funny, this isn't right, like, even just if it's like the look in their eyes when they do it, that's a bad touch. And so I really try to teach my children that they need to listen to those instincts, because a lot of perpetrators, they groom the kids first. So they don't start by saying, hey, do you want to touch my penis? Or, hey, can I touch your penis? They don't do that. They start by saying, come, sit down, and maybe they put their hand on your leg. well, you've taught them that their leg is in a private area, so that to them is okay, even though they know it feels uncomfortable. And so you want to let your kids know to get out of the situations before they're uncomfortable.
Now, okay, so what about friends of their parents who always insist on a kiss on the lips or always insist on a big, huge hug? I mean, my kids hug my friends because they've been doing it for all of their lives, but there are a few of them that make them very uncomfortable when they hug. How do you teach your children when it's somebody that's a family friend or a relative and they are uncomfortable? How do you explain to them to make their words known? Because if they say, or they'll feel like they say, Dr. Cross, oh no, I don't want to hug you right now, or I don't want to kiss you on the lips, that then they're going to either get in trouble, or then their parent's friend isn't going to like them anymore, or something along those lines.
Well, those are difficult situations. And basically what it comes down to is empowering your children to say when they are and aren't comfortable, and to allow them to have the power over their own body. So, yes, most parents would like to say, you know, go up and say hello, give them a hug, hello. But we do have to realize that as parents, sometimes kids are uncomfortable. And sometimes they're uncomfortable for normal reasons, and sometimes they're uncomfortable for, you know, no reason at all. Like, you know that grandma's a really nice lady, and she just pinches the cheeks really hard, and nobody wants to give her a hug. I mean, sometimes there's reasons that are totally safe that still make them feel uncomfortable. So what I think is important to do is to teach children polite ways to greet people, even if they don't want to give, you know, the relative a hug. So if you can say to them, you know, like, yeah, you should probably give your aunt and uncle's hugs hello if you feel comfortable. But if you don't feel comfortable, a nice thing to do is you can shake hands, or you can say, hi, it's so nice to see you, and you don't have to touch at all, but you need to make eye contact, and you need to use polite words. And I think that if kids always use polite words and make eye contact, then they're really, nobody's feelings actually get hurt if no hugs or kisses are exchanged. And you need to empower your kids to say, like, you don't need to always be physically, you don't always need to have physical contact with everybody. As long as you look at them in the eye and you're polite and you say hello and it's nice to see you, then that should be sufficient for most people.
And I've told you before that I've taught my children that you shake someone's hand, look them in the eye, say it's nice to see you again or it's nice to meet you. And usually that suffices. If they don't feel like giving that person a hug, they just stick their hand out in a good firm handshake, a firm handshake, looking them on the eyes and smiling and saying, oh, it's so good to see you again. Usually that little bit of, you know, that feeling is endearing, and so people aren't going to sort of force that affection on them. But empowering them to say no. If somebody really does this, stop. Stop what you're doing. We only have about a minute left, or a little bit more. But so give us those words that we can teach our children to say, no, don't do that. I'm going to tell somebody, or to get up and walk away.
Right. I think what we need to do is empower children to say no, to let them know the parts of their body so that they can, you know, tell you if something happens, to tell them that if something happens, they can tell you, and to prepare them for what somebody will probably tell them. And so you say, don't you ever think that I wouldn't love you if something happens to you. There is nothing that would make me not love you. There is nothing that would make me leave you. And anybody who tells you that is lying, because they're just scared of what mommy will do to them. So you let them know that you will always love them, and there's nothing that they could do that could change that. And if you notice your children are acting differently, if they're angry, if they don't want to go to somebody's house for a play date, if they just seem like they came back from baseball practice and they're acting a little bit strange, ask them what's wrong, and don't stop. If you really feel like there's something that's wrong, keep asking them and push them and say, you know, sometimes people act this way when this happens. Does anything happen like that to you? If something happens like that to your friend, you would tell me, right? Because that's something that we need to get involved in. So let them, give them ways to talk to you about it. Because I think that a lot of times when we hear about these things happening, we say, wow, why didn't those kids say anything? They were 12 or they were 13. They should have said something. Even older kids are embarrassed. You need to give them the openings to talk. And if you really are having trouble starting the conversation, just Google good touch, bad touch, and you will find so many books that you can read or talk to your little kids about. And so there's a lot of resources out there for parents. So they shouldn't shy away from this conversation.
And it's also one you can start with your pediatrician. If you have questions, you're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.